Jeopardy.
These three contestants are about to play the most exciting game of their lives. Sam Dickerman won $10,700 in our last game and is today's returning champion. But Tony Affogato plans to replace Sam and win today. And Aradine Bennett has her own goal. That's ending up as the new champ. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck.
Thank you once again, the illustrious Rod Roddy, and welcome to Press Your Luck, the most competitive game in television. And now, without further ado, let's meet the three competitors who are going to be pressing their luck today, starting with Tony.
Hi, Pete. It's great to be here.
Hi, Tony. You're feeling real good, ready to play, huh?
Fantastic, yes.
Now, Tony, I understand that you are a breeder of animals.
Yes, we have two little dogs, and somehow they got together the first time and came out pretty good, so we did it again. But I think now we're going to let them stop.
Stop. You're going to make them, you're going to tell them just to, hey, cool it?
Right.
That's a good idea. All right, Tony, let's see how you do on Press Your Luck.
Okay.
And let's talk to our champion, Sam.
Yes, hi,
$10,700.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, I understand that you met your wife in a kind of unusual way.
Peter, I met my wife a good many years ago when I was a census taker. And I happened to knock at her door, and she came, and she answered the questions, and we dated, and we were married, and we increased the population, and...
So, as a result of her answering the census correct, you married her.
That's right.
Nice guy, Sam. All right. Let's see if you can make some more money today, okay?
Well, thank you, Peter.
Let's talk to our third player, Aradine. How are you, Aradine?
Fine.
Now, Aradine, it says here that you are an insurance adjuster.
Yes, I am.
Anything unusual happened to you with respect to that?
Well, I adjust mostly properties. And at one time, I was part of the catastrophe team, which meant that there were a whole bunch of claims and they needed somebody to help them in other areas. And I ended up being the catastrophe because I fell off the roof.
Yeah, you sure are. Let's avoid the catastrophes of the weather today and make some money, okay? Players, I've got four questions, and your correct answers will earn you spins at our big Press Your Luck game board. As you know, the more spins you have, obviously the more money you can win. Our board up there is loaded with thousands of dollars in cash, fabulous prizes, and every time you stop the board like this, stop, you'll make money. As I did, I think I won a trip or something here. However, there's something else that can happen, and that is that you can get a whammy. If you do that, he comes out and reduces your money total to zero, which is a terrible thing to have happen, so let's avoid it at all costs, shall we? With that in mind, I am ready for your first question. Are you ready?
Ready. We're ready.
Here it comes. If you're having a fancy dinner and you want your table to look proper, where would you place the wine glasses in relation to the dinner plate? Sam.
You'd place it to the right.
To the right, says Sam. All right. If you are right, Sam, you'll pick up three mighty big spins. I'm going to take your answer and two others, give them to Tony and Aradine. If they're right, they'll pick up a spin apiece. Is the correct answer to the right, to the left, or in the middle, Tony?
To the right.
To the right, says Tony. Let's bop over to Aradine and see what she says.
I'm going to stay in the middle.
You're going to stay in the middle? Well, the wine glasses should be to the right of the dinner plate. To the right, Tony and Sam. All right. Tony picks up a spin. Sam buzzed in, so he picks up three. And Aradine stays at zero. But there's plenty of time, Aradine. Here's a second question. Speaking of wine, what foreign country produces more wine than any other? Tony.
Italy.
Italy, says Tony. Is the correct answer Italy, France, or Spain, Sam?
I'd say France.
You would say France? Let's see what Aradine.
I'm going to go with France.
You're going to go with France? Well, the big wine producer is Italy. Yes. Tony's right. In fact, Italy produces more wine than any place else in the world, including California. Tony goes to four spins, Sam stays at three, and Aradine stays at zip for now. But you're going to go for it, right? Aradine's a late bloomer. Here's the third question. We Americans apparently don't think much of the ethics of our salesmen. And the Gallup poll says we consider one group of salesmen the most likely to lie, cheat, and steal. What are they selling? Sam?
I think that would be automobile salesmen.
Automobile salesmen, says Sam. Is the correct answer automobiles, insurance, or real estate, Tony?
Automobiles.
Tony says autos. Let's go over to Aradine.
I'll go along with the guys this time and say autos.
You will. Well, those suspect guys sell autos, cars, indeed. Tony goes to five. Dan picks up three more because he buzzing goes to six. And Aradine breaks into the column with not six. I think Aradine broke in with one.
I'll take six.
You'll take six? I know. Well, sometimes our judges are very generous. All right, you got one, Aradine. Here's the fourth question. Maybe you can pick up some more. On September 29th, what play became the longest-running musical in Broadway history, Tony?
A Chorus Line.
All right. Is the correct answer A Chorus Line? 42nd Street or Dreamgirls, Sam?
It's A Chorus Line.
It's A Chorus Line. We'll go over to Aradine.
A Chorus Line.
If you guys are all A Chorus Line yourselves. The long-run record is now held by A Chorus Line. It beats Greece. Tony buzzed in, so he goes to eight. Sam goes to seven. And Aradine goes to two. Now you all have a chance to convert those teams in the big dollars for the Best of Luck game board. We come back. Turn those spins into money. We've got prizes up there. We've got $13,000 in cash. And just to keep you happy, a few whammies as well. Remember, each spin, you can bring up to $1,500 to your total. That is important because the player who ends up on top in this round gets to play last in the final round. And, of course, that's an advantage. Remember, you can pass your remaining spins at any time during your turn. If you have a fear of the whammy, everything is at stake each time you spin. And four whammies makes your history out of the game. So with that in mind, we're going to go to the player with the fewest spins. That's Aradine with two. But you can get yourself $1,500 a spin, Aradine. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Stop at $200, and you picked up another spin. So you still have those two spins, Aradine. You want to keep going?
Yes.
Let's do it. Stop. Not where you wanted to stop, but you didn't have much choice. One little whammy, no dollars, but you have a spin to pick up some money. Let's go for $1,500. Ready? Stop at $650. That'll lose you five. $650, Aradine. We'll now go to Sam to see how he does with seven spins. Sam, go for it.
Stay away from my door. Stop
at a necklace, Sam. For the little lady, value of $515. Six spins left.
I'm going to press my luck, Peter.
Stop at an exercise cycle.
Exercise.
$480, Sam. That's $995. Five spins. Press your luck.
I'm going to press my luck.
Sam's going for it. Stop at $700. Brings you up to $1,695. Four spins left, Sam.
One more time.
One more time. Let's see if the whammy hears that or not. Stop $600. He did not. Gives you $2,295. First place. Three spins left, Sam. There you go. Sam's going. Stop at $500. $2,795. Two spins left, Sam. Just for luck, pass those spins to Aradine. Pass them? They go to Aradine as a gift from Sam to you. Let's see if they are a gift. They go to the pass column. You have to take them. Sam must feel a whammy coming on. Let's see if he's right, Aradine. $650 at stake. Here we go. Stop at stainless cookware. That's no whammy. That's $551, Aradine. $1,201 at stake. One more you've got to take. Here it comes. Let's avert the whammy. $0, two whammies, no spins. Well, you get another round. Sit back, relax. Let's go over to Tony. $0, big spins, eight of them.
Hey,
here we go. Well, no dollars. One whammy, seven spins. A lot of spins, Tony. Keep going.
Come on.
Stop at a graphic.
All right.
Valued at $1,050, Tony. $1, six spins left.
I'm going to press my luck.
Going for it. Stop it. Go back two spaces to $1,500. Two spins, Tony. Takes up to $2,550. About $200 less than Sam. Five spins left.
We're going to press our luck.
There you go. Stop. $500 and a spin.
Great.
Puts you over the top. 3,050. First place. Five spins because you picked up a spin. Going to keep going?
Pressing my luck again.
He's going. He's really pressing. One whammy. Stop at $300. $3,350. Four spins. Press your luck to pass.
Passing these spins.
Passing them.
Yeah.
Go to Sam. Four spins to you, Sam. 27.95.
Right.
A lot of spins to avert the whammy. Here we go, one at a time. First place to stay. Oh! Tony was right! Oh! Well, he crashed too, Sam. Four spins. We'll move them from the pass column to the earn column since you whammied. You've got three left. You can still make some more money. One whammy.
I'm going to go for it.
Better go for it. Here we go. Stop. $1,250. What a comeback. Two spins left. $1,250 at stake. You can press your luck or pass those spins to Tony.
I'm going to press my luck.
Sam's going for it.
Stop.
Stop it. Big buck. Big buck. Take it to the landlord. $1,250 again. Brings up to $2,500, Sam. $800 shy of Tony. One spin
I'm
left.
I'm going to go.
You're going to go.
Once again.
Stop at $300. Brings your total up to $2,800. Erity's got $0. Tony, you're leading with $3,350, which, as you know, is a big advantage. We'll be right back with more questions, spins, prizes, surprises, right after this. We're back with four more questions. That means four more golden opportunities to earn some spins. And as you know, spins mean money. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to take it home and come back and play again tomorrow. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to give you your first question. Remember, you cannot buzz in until I complete the question because you're locked out. So wait till I complete it. Here's the first one. At their wedding, the bride and groom munch on the first piece of cake. Properly, who gets the next two pieces? Tony.
The best man and the maid of honor.
Best man and the maid of honor. If you're right, Tony, three spins. I'm going to give your answer and two others to Sam and Aradine. If they're right, a spin apiece. Is the correct answer the best man and the maid of honor? The bride's parents or the groom's parents? Sam?
I'll go with Tony. I think it's the maid of honor and the best man.
All right. Maid of honor, best man, says Sam. Aradine, who do you think it is?
The bride's parents.
The bride's parents. Of course it's the bride's parents. Whoa! Tony and Sam don't know it. They get no spins. Six of a spin is in going into the lead. All right, here's your second question. You guys made that up.
That's right.
Our driest food is the baked sunflower, which is only 5% water. What fruit is our wettest solid food? Tony?
Tomato.
Tomato is the correct answer. Tomato, orange, or watermelon, Sam?
What is it? I'd say watermelon.
Sam would say watermelon. Aradine, what would you say?
Watermelon has water, so...
So you say watermelon?
Yeah.
The wettest food is watermelon! Yes, indeed, 97% water. Tony, yet to be heard from. Sam picks up the spin, and Aradine goes to two. You're in the lead, Aradine. Let's go to the third question. In what month does summer officially end? Sam?
Summer officially ends in September.
September is the correct answer, September. August or October, Tony?
September.
Tony says September as well. Let's go over to Aradine and see what she says.
September.
September. Summer ends in September. The 20th to be exact. Everybody picks up spin. Tony breaks into the column with one. Sam buzzed in, so he picks up three and goes to four. And Aradine's got three. Here's the fourth and final question. From what animal do we get lanolin? Aradine.
The lamb.
The lamb. All right. Is the correct answer lamb? Pig or cow, Tony?
The lamb.
The lamb, says Tony. And Sam, what do you have to say?
I've got to go along with that. I think it's the lamb.
The lamb. Lanolin comes from the lamb or sheep. Yes. Everybody gets a spin. Tony goes to two. Sam goes to five. And here he goes to big six. Now all our players will be taking those spins for the big special luck game board. Find out who the winner's going to be when we come back right after this. Don't go away. for the big bucks. When I say big bucks, I mean $50,000 in cash up there just waiting for you to get your hands on it. Also, there's some whammies. You want to be careful because if he gets a chance, he'll take away all your money, as Erudine can attest. Now we're going to look at the scores. We have totals of Zeradine with $0, Sam with $2,800. Tony, you have $3,350, so you'll be the last to play your spins and miss the final round. That's the advantage you've won. And we're going to look for the player with the least amount of money. Not hard to find, Erudine, but you've got six big spins, Erudine. A lot of money. We've got confidence in you. You ready? Two whammies. You want to be careful. Stop at $750. I want those zeros off. They're off. 755 spins left. Going to keep going. All right, Erudine's looking for second place before she even thinks about passing. A windjammer. Windjammer 6-8 worth $2,100.
Right.
You're $2,850. You're $50 ahead of Sam. Second place.
Keep on.
Gonna go. Stop at $500. And you picked up a spin. Now, Erudine, you've got $3,350, which ties you with Tony. The same amount of money. Gonna go. Four spins. Stop at a whammy. Okay, Erudine, it's not as bad as it looks because if you have three spins left, you've got three whammies. One more whammy puts you out of the game, so you want to be very careful. See if you can get some money and then think about doing some passing, okay?
Okay.
Okay? Here we go. Stop at $500. Put you into the box. Two spins left. What's he going to do, Erudine?
Gonna go.
Stop at $700. $1,200, Erudine. One spin left. What do you want to do with one spin? If you pass it, it would go to Tony since he's the highest. You going to go? Erudine's going to go. One more without the whammy. Come on. Stop at $1,500. And a girl, Erudine. $2,700. You averted that fourth whammy. Well done. Let's go over to Sam with 2,805 spins. Sam, are you ready with that one whammy?
No whammy.
We don't need any more whammies. Stop at $1,000. $3,800 for you, Sam. Four spins left. Press the luck to pass.
I'm going to press it, kid.
Stop at $1,500. You now have $5,300. Champ, three spins left. What do you want to do?
One more.
One more. One more whammy. $750. Dan, that takes you to $6,050. Two spins left. You've got about $3,000 more than Tony. You're going to go? Sam's going in. Stop at $3,000 and a spin. That takes you up to $9,050. Two spins left. Press it up or pass. What are you going to do, Sam? You're going to pass them. They go to Tony. He's the player with the next highest amount of money. Tony, two spins you've got to take before we can do anything else. Here they come one at a time, $3,350 at stake. Stop at the two spaces to the motorcycle. Value of that motorcycle is $2,548. Brings you up to $5,898. One more spin you must take. Avert that whammy, then you can do what you want with those other two spins. Here it comes. Stop at a home bar. You averted it, Tony. Valued at $2,995. Tony, you have $8,893. About $200 less than Sam. Solid second place. One whammy, two spins.
I have to press my luck. This
Tony's
time.
Gonna press it.
Yeah.
Sam's championship
is a big one.
On the line. Stop at $1,500. $1,500 now, Tony. You have $10,393. $1,000 more than Sam. If you can stay away from the whammy, you're going to become our new champion. If you hit a whammy, Sam's the champ. Sam, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tony, you ready?
I'm a gamble and I'm pressing my luck.
Here it goes. One spin. We keep our champ. We're going to do a lead. There you go. Today's big press your luck winner, Sam. Sam, this is your second consecutive win, $9,050. Added to yesterday's total of $10,700, you have a grand total of $19,750. Well done, Sam.
Oh, that's big.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Tony, ever so close. This game, it's amazing what happens. You played it well. Luck was on Sam's side. You're not going to go empty-handed. We've got some nice prizes for you. And Aradine, you hung in there. You picked up some great spins. You played it well. You averted the fourth Lenny. We've got some prizes for you.
I want to
thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to see you next time, Sam. Until then, remember, if the whammy's what you'll see, you'll soon be in bankruptcy. This is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
Here's what we have for our departing contestants. Brent, mention back the do-it-yourself steam cleaning system that gives you professional cleaning results at a fraction of the cost. And for hearty homemade soup, serve your family soup starter tonight. Just add meat, simmer, and serve. Soup starter, all the fixings for great homemade soup. Plus, strawberry shortcake lighting fun by Hedstrom. 16-inch bag and strawberry shortcake, too. Exclusively from Hedstrom, we put fun on wheels. Also, Success boil and bag rice. Perfect every time. Once you taste the Success, nothing else will do. And for international entertaining or everyday meals, West Bend's Electric Oriental Wok. It's ideal for stir frying, simmering, and stewing. Plus, Cordite waste bags give you strength plus economy for all your cleanup jobs. Cordite, we make strength a bargain.
Tonight, Julia's statement foils Angela's plot and Marissa begins an affair. Falcon Crest, tonight at 10, 9 Central on Mountains.
This is Rod Ruddy speaking for Fresh Your Luck. That's the Runners Company presentation.